All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know,
Well, the Lord really exalted us today. Jesus.
You know, I like what Ray said and what Brother Harden said about the women. That, you know, that's a blessing. When the way Ray brought that out, it's like women was the Lord's trump card, because when women started learning about Jesus and teaching about Jesus and going forward in the Lord, it we see things from another perspective, a needed perspective. Because men see things one way. My cousin got married, and she had me to say some words during her ceremony. And I said, a thriving man will prosper in a multiplied way with a wise and loving wife. And a thriving woman will prosper in a multiplied way with a wise and loving husband. Because there's two different elements of thought that's being united. And women see things that men don't see. And men see things that women don't see. And together, the enemy, that's why he hates marriage.
That's
he's afraid of them. He can't get the, you know, when as women grew in the Lord and started teaching and helping their husbands, he's just lost. It creates a light that can't be ignored. And I was blessed to grow up in the neighborhood I grew up in. I saw in that neighborhood, it was a new neighborhood. My mama bought that, my parents got that house in 1966, and it was a new neighborhood. And all the families that, I saw men that worked hard. They were blue-collar workers, but they worked hard. And they loved, you could see them on the front porch sitting down talking with their wife. And they made good decisions, you know. And me and their children were friends, you know. So it was like, it was good. I mean, it gave me something to hope for. And that's where, you know, that's what the enemy hates. I said, I want to be like that. You know.
Even better, because we increase.
And you know, Mr. Smith and Mr. Matthews, they used to be in competition with their yard. You know, they'd fix their yard up and brag about how pretty it was. They'd be out there watering the grass, and it looked like a picture, you know, a postcard. And my uncle, he lived around, he did the same thing. And they all competed on having the best looking yard. And I used to ride through there on my bicycle or whatever, I rode my mini bike or whatever. And I would see this, and I said, I want a house like that. I want to be married. So when you live the life of God, it creates hope in other people.
Yes.
And Satan, it's hard for him to use deception against vision. When a person has vision, they're looking at, you know, they're looking in God's direction. But when all they see is misery, then he can easily tackle their life. But I thank God for all the godly women. You know, my mom was a blessing. She would sit me down. Now, she would whoop me. And then she'd talk to me. And sometimes she'd talk to me. And then she'd whoop me.
Which was better?
Before or after?
Sometimes it depends on what I did. She had this. She had a fan belt. She called it Bimbo. And man, she liked you up. It was a Chevrolet fan belt, alternator belt. And she looked at me.
That'd be a good one.
And then she talked to me and tell me why I shouldn't do certain things and break it down, you know. And whatever, if one of my friends did something, I'd be good. I wouldn't do nothing to.
In other words, the Bible don't say time out.
Nah.
No.
She would sit me down and teach me things, you know. I remember she said, "When if you go in a store, don't ever steal. Don't ever take." She said, "The people that own that store, that's the only way of making money, mm-hmm. and you're stealing that's from true. Them." Mm-hmm. And she made me see things in a broader way, because foolishness is bound in the heart of a child.
Yes, it is.
And so if I was foolish,
she built with
Chevrolet fan built.
She had those cat eye glasses, and when she put those on, I knew she was serious. And she put that fan belt around her neck. I knew I was in trouble.
You think cheating on
my life? And she, you know, and it didn't hurt me. I mean, you know, she took care of business. She made me know what was right and what was wrong. And I thank God for her.
Yes. Amen.
Because I would have, you know, I could have been totally different. But I think, you know.
That kept you alive.
Yeah.
Like Pastor Jim will say, you put the word in them, the rod on them, and then when they get a certain age, mm-hmm. the word will take the place of the rod.
Yeah.
And you'll know right from wrong.
And, you know, early on, I got my whoopings, but in due time, she didn't have to whoop me like
mm-hmm.
that.
That's right.
You know, correction happened. And then she respected my dad. And she always regarded him, and she respected him before the family, and we respected him, you know. Now, my dad was a boxer, and he never did. She said, "Now, you got a whooping now, but when your daddy get home, you see his big old arm." I straightened up quick. I just straightened up.
And you knew your mother would follow through with, but she
wasn't threatening you. She would have
done it.
Yeah. And she said you was grounded. You was grounded.
Lee,
but
I
you know.
At my house the other day, she's fixing to be 5, and Bobby came in to get her. Mm-hmm. And most kids at that age, when you tell them you can't take something home with them, they'd say something again and again, trying to get you not let you in with Bobby. It was forgotten. As soon as she said you cannot do it, buddy, it was forgotten, and I'm like, that's how it works, because she knew if she did it again, she would get saved.
Mm-hmm.
He yeah. loves his children. He's good to them, but they know his word's wild.
Mm-hmm. And I,
that's the way to
be. I knew that my mom loved me. I knew she
yeah.
loved me. And even when I got the whoop, I was wrong. It was just the way I was just wrong.
He was so thankful. He was on radio years ago as a Baptist minister. He was so thankful. He knew his daddy loved him,
mm-hmm.
but he was so thankful if something happened at school, his daddy would let him suffer the consequences. He didn't go up there and take care of everything mm-hmm. for him. He let him suffer consequences, and he said, "I am so thankful he did that to me."
Mm-hmm.
I think men kind of need it more than girls do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Bible works for both of them, so.
Yeah. Boys are like a horse, a wild horse. You have to break them. Because and then when you know being a you know having been a boy, if a boy is real quiet and good, something happened. It was bad. Anyway,
yeah,
they did something. They did something, and they trying to be good. If they trying to be good, they something happened, and they know it. That's all I'll
I
say about it.
Girls, I might be wrong.
Yeah.
You correct them, but. I don't think they get as many. Well, some of them do. I'm not going to
say that. They'll tell on you, and then you get a.
That was my favorite scripture. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child and a rod of correction. Mm-hmm. Rise it far from. I didn't go say, "This don't work. This don't work. This don't work." You have to do this. You have to do that. I just quoted the scriptures, and but it worked better when Dick did it.
Yeah.
I've seen her do three. Well, she's perfect, and God took care of her. She was great and wonderful. But that strong personality,
mm-hmm.
I've seen him spank her for the same thing 4 times.
Wow.
And she'd come back and do it again. Mm-hmm. And Amy was a wonderful, loving person that loved the Lord, and everybody was crazy about her. But she was that strong will.
Yeah.
Jennifer, never a minute's trouble. I'd pray and intercede for Amy, and I'd say, "Lord, what's wrong?" I only pray 2 lines for Jennifer. He told me years ago when she's little.
Mm-hmm.
Amy needs it for her life, but Jennifer will never give you a minute's trouble, and they will give her. But
yeah.
both of them will just be blessed.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I know God. She's got a place because God kept telling me, Amy's doing things you can't believe. Amy will do things you can't believe. And then I was talking to the Lord about it, and he said, in heaven, Mary, you cannot, knowing Amy, you cannot believe the responsibility she has in heaven. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I said, healing I can believe for that and this and other. But that's what he told me. What she's doing in heaven, mm-hmm. because I was looking on the outside a lot of times. Mm-hmm. What she's doing is heaven, but I can't believe right now. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a wonderful
thing? It is. It is. And, you know, the Lord deals with people according to his wisdom and their personality.
And he made them that way. Mm-hmm. She never had a damn thing. Yeah. Never.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people would have been like, oh, why'd this happen? Why'd this happen? Not Amy. You knew Amy, didn't you, David?
Mm-hmm. When, he, you know, the way my mom taught me, the Holy Spirit showed me things the same way, you know. Mm-hmm. She was my authority figure. That taught me. Now my dad preached. He didn't sit you down and teach you. You know, he did it at church. But mama taught me. I would be walking past the room and she'd have a Bible out. She'd say, "Come here, son, sit down."
That's where you get that so much from your children. You do that a lot, mm-hmm. don't you?
Yeah.
Teaching and training.
Yeah, I know what they're gonna face. There's a devil out there, and he ain't got good sense. And I taught him. My mom taught the things that she taught me helped me to grow and go forward. And that helped me trust Jesus. Then the Holy Spirit picked up where she left off.
You know. See, we're reaping from her teaching of you because you teach us.
Yeah.
It's continually magnifying and growing. Mm-hmm. Her life matters so much.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget that, how it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
She had, talking about your mother, I know that you put the things that she did in your children, hadn't you?
She grew up with seven brothers, and she knew how men thought, so yeah. she knew how to help my dad and how to guide me. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for her. She helped my dad. They paid for three churches, and she had a business mind. She was a school teacher. And her dad had a business mind. He had a store, and he worked in the mines. He did the dynamite in the mines. And then on her mother's side, her mother was a teacher, and his dad had a business mind. And he used to be a postman, and he'd get a bottle of ink for a nickel, and he'd get five bottles and put ink in there and water it down, and it'll still work. And he'd sell them all for a nickel, and then he'd get a quarter. I mean, there was a book that about him, and they wrote all the stuff that he did.
It was the bank at U.S. Steel for many years. My granddaddy hid $20, and they'd pay him back $22 when payday came. He made big interest.
And she taught me a lot of things, and she helped my dad, you know. And she was real good at handling books and things like that. I'm somewhere between my mom and my dad. My dad was a spender, my mom was a saver. So
you increase
your
better.
Yeah, I hope.
That's the balance. That's a good thing.
I think she handles money a lot better than I do.
But. And all the teachers in your family and pastors, you're culminating. Mm-hmm. You have a very special gift about the way you present things. It's so different, but yet it's so easy to understand. Brother Monty has a gift.
Yeah.
Both of them. And Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And David and Charles. Everybody's.
Name. Holy Ghost.
It's the Holy Ghost. That's why it's important. Our lives are important.
Yeah.
Very important for mm-hmm. future generations.
Yeah. The legacy we leave is what, you know, that'll be our gift to the world.
Amen.
And God's going to, you know, we're like seeds, and they're like the orchards that come after us. And so, you know, what we're putting in them now, they're gonna go forward until Jesus comes.
Like the hybrid corn seeds. Well, not hybrid because we reproduce, but I mean, we increase. We've got better meat. We've got better plants. They produce better wheat, and that's the way our children are. They're better and better and better in the things of God.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's supposed to be.
One person that's not just as important as the other.
Right. Every voice is a solid voice of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Say that again.
See, every voice is a solid voice of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord had me talking about on the radio about light, you know. Light interrupts everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will, they try to turn, dim it to keep, so that they won't interrupt. But you're designed to interrupt. And, you know, mindsets need to be interrupted. Just like what Ray said and the points that Brother Horton brought out about the women. That's what we do. And I was saying that, he had me saying that every believer has, no matter, let's look at the different types of churches. Every Christian has something strong.
Amen.
You know, because they've got the Spirit of the Lord is living inside of them. So every organization, every Christian organization has a strength somewhere. And the church I went to, even though it taught bondage, they had a very strong worship service.
Yes.
And that's how I learned to go in the presence of the Lord. Some churches have a strong teaching ministry. Some have a strong moral ministry. You know, they have strong morals. So.
Some people have a very benevolent church. Methodists are very benevolent. If you got a bill, it's paid.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody in the community needs a heater, it's bought.
Yeah, yeah. And the pastor said he wanted to take the word of the Pentecostal church and the love of the Baptist church and blend it and create families that change the world. So that's the vision of God. It will work. Because when I rode through the neighborhood and I saw men and their wives sitting on the porch and they had nice homes and, you know, they wasn't the kind of, you know, I didn't see anybody fussing and fighting and, you know, never. And I thought it was normal until I got grown. And,
well, it is the normal, isn't it?
It's supposed to be.
The other one's just out, making more noise.
Yeah. And when I moved and I saw different, you know, I said, this ain't like what I, you know, it wasn't like, it was different. Mm-hmm. But anyway, God, the vision that we live, it's going to be the hope for other people. And listen, now next week we'll pick up in Acts. Go ahead and finish Acts, and then because I can't wait to get in talking about the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and your wisdom. I thank you for every voice this morning.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the way you brought points out, things we never considered. Lord, I pray that you'll use these tools to reach millions of people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord God.